Crew, let's ranch it up. After this, of course.
RanchChannel.com. Bull sales, Western events, product information right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
Attention cattlemen seeking profit-driven genetics that help your bottom line. This is Travis Wolf from Bred for Balance, Starbuck, Minnesota. You are invited to our annual sale February 13th, 1 p.m. at the ranch. Selling 130 Simmental and Sim Angus bulls and 65 females. There's a 3-year breeding soundness warranty on the bulls. To view or request a catalog, visit bredforbalance.com and bid online at DV Auctions. Hope to see you February 13th in Starbuck, Minnesota.
6 Mile Angus.
Nevada and Chris Ann Miller with 6 Mile Angus invite you to their annual Angus Bull Sale Friday, February 6th at the Branded Bar and Grill in Flasher, North Dakota. All sale information available at RanchChannel.com. The secret is out. 6 Mile Angus. Want to add just a little bit of spice to your event, your customer appreciation supper, your banquet, your meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Well, bring in us, Beck and I, your keynote speakers, hosts, MCs, a host couple. We'll make them laugh, even cry tears of joy. Call us today. Good day, everyone. Welcome to your short go daily dose of Ranch It Up. I'm Jeff Tigger Earhart.
And I'm Rebecca Warner, a.k.a. Beck.
Today is the birthday of B.B. Daniels. She played Dorothy in the original The Wonderful Wizard of Oz. That was not Judy Garland. That was before then, back in 1910. And it got me thinking about this whole Wizard of Oz thing and the new version Wicked. Would you ever go and see that new Wicked movie that come out?
Yes.
Really?
I would, because now we're on to the second one. Yes, I do want to see them. I know I'm not into musicals and things like that, but I feel like I really should go and take our one niece, Kit. She's into wearing dresses, and she's into all of that stuff that the little girls are into.
And stuff like that.
So then I would, yes, take one for the team and go see them.
So I think it comes down to if you have the young people that are into that, right?
Yes.
Is probably why you're going to take it in so that you can associate yourself with it. But I had no idea it was a musical until you just said right now. So, and now I am completely out because
well,
I
about
can't
it.
Stand musicals.
The original Wizard of Oz is a musical. Think about it.
Really?
Do you? I'm not.
You're talking
singing.
The one with Judy Garland.
Yes.
Is a musical.
Yes.
No, the one back in 1910 was only 13 minutes.
Really?
How do I know this much about the Wizard of Oz?
That's what I'm wondering. But I'm assuming that original did not have the flying monkeys.